We're up to the fifth parak in the middle of Mishnah Yud Tes in Perkei Avos. We were learning yesterday about the three attributes of being a student of Avraham Avinu and the three negative attributes of being among the students of Bilam. And then the second half of the Mishnah asks the question, Ma bein talmidav shel Avraham Avinu la talmidav shel Bilam harasha? If one gravitates toward the positive attributes of Avraham Avinu, what is expected of such an individual? And as far as the Bilam, if you act like him, what will end up being your outcome, will be your fate. So in this, the Mishnah tells us that Talmidim Shel Avraham Avinu Oichim Bilam Hazev Nochalom Haba. They will merit not only the world to come, but they will also have a very pleasant Olam Hazeh as well. Shnemar, as the Pasuk tells us in Mishlei, L'hanachil Oy Vayesh, V'etzurisehim Amalei, says that for those that love me, which is referring to those who are the students of Avraham, Yesh, there will be something of substance. Yesh is something which exists, which is permanent, which is referring to Olam Haba. V'etzurisehim Amalei, and their storehouses will remain full. That even though they will accrue so much in Olam Haba, nonetheless they will also have a significant amount of benefit in this world as well. Aval Talmidav Shel Bilam HaRasha Yarshim Gehenem V'Yaridum Lever Shachas. However, when it comes to the students of Bilam, not only will they inherit Gehenem, but they will also fall down to the pit of destruction, which is referring to they'll destroy themselves in this world as well. Shnemar, as we say in the Pasuk, which is said by Asiyim, also in Tehillim, V'yato Elokim Tarinum Ver Shachas, that they will fall down to this pit of destruction. Anshe damim u'mirma. These are people that are men of bloodshed and mirma and of deceit. And the reason for this is, as we know in the story, that there were many people, 24,000 total, that died because of the words of Bilam, his advice. And therefore, those people that emulate his ways are considered anshe damim, men of bloodshed, umirma, as well as the trickery in which Bilam was involved in. Lo yechso yemehem, they will not even have half of their life. So it's not only that they're not going to inherit Olam Haba, but also their lives on earth will be cut short, either in actuality or in quality of life. However, I will have bitachon, I will have faith in you.